Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick tutorial on how to purchase and download games for Steam. Yes, I know, I thought I would never use Steam, but well, here we are. I bought two games. I'm getting ready to buy three. The reason being that the client and website are usable now to the point where you don't have to use a bunch of weird tricks or you don't have to run OCR to do anything like that. It's not perfect. I think it could be much better than it is, but it works pretty well now. So let's get into it. Now, I am going to assume that you already have an account on Steam, so you can create an account as you normally would on the website. That is accessible. It was when I was creating my account back in September to buy The Last of Us. I believe there's a CAPTCHA, but they had a way to solve it using audio, and that worked just fine. So we're going to assume that you have your account configured, and also that you are signed into the Steam desktop program. Now, the best way to get the desktop program I have found is using nynight.com or nynight.com. That is nynite.com. And I'll show you that real quick here. So if I go
Run dialogue.
To the run dialogue.
Speak typed characters on.
And I will turn on the typed characters settings so you can hear what I'm typing.
www.nynite.com. Desktop list. Untitled. Brave. Nynite. Install or update multiple apps at once. Visited link Nynite. Link help. Link feedback.
Yeah, it's going to read everything. So this is actually a very nice website. You have a bunch of checkboxes that you can check to install different programs. I use this constantly. It's very nice to get new versions of programs, or if you've just installed Windows or you have or you have a new computer and you want to quickly install things. You can quickly navigate by checkboxes. If I press X,
Chrome icon, Chrome checkbox not checked.
There's the Chrome browser.
Opera icon, Opera checkbox not checked. Firefox icon, Firefox checkbox not checked. Edge icon, Edge checkbox not checked. Zoom icon, Zoom checkbox not checked. Discord icon, Discord checkbox not checked. Skype icon, Skype check. Pigeon icon, Thunderbirds, Trillion, iTunes icon, VLC icon, Pycon, Fubar, Winamp, Music, Audacity, KY code, icon, Spotify icon, Spotify check.
So there's a whole bunch of these. You can also navigate by heading.
Runtime's heading level 4. Imaging heading level.
So if I start from the top.
Visited. We also have a page for screen reader friendly accessible apps at nynite.com/accessible link dot heading level.
Yes. So there's a screen reader specific page that just has programs that are known to work well with screen readers. This is also.
Install and update all your programs at once heading level 4.
Let's see.
Always up to date heading level 4. Trusted by millions heading 1. Pick the apps you want heading. Web browsers head. Messaging head. Media heading. Runtimes head. Imaging head. Documents heading. Security heading. File sharing heading. Online storage heading. Other heading level. Utilities heading. Compression heading. Developer tools head 2. Download and run your custom install. Nynite will heading level 4.
And this does have NVDA on here. I think it's called NV Access. So that's a quick way to install it without having to go to the website. So what I'm looking here for is Steam. So let's do a search.
Steam icon, Steam keypad, Steam icon, Steam checkbox not checked. Checked.
So you would check the box for Steam, and then if you go down by button, so if I press B,
get your Nynite button.
You click that button. It will download a file with the programs that you've chosen. You run that file, and it goes out, grabs the latest versions of your programs, installs them, and does all these things without you having to do anything. This is a very nice website, and I will link to it. I love this website. I've known about it since 2018. It's fantastic because you don't have to hunt for downloads on sites. So basically, once you install the Steam client, you want to run it. You can tab through the interface to type in your name and password. Last I checked, the checkbox to remember you and sign you in automatically was not labeled. But if you hit the space bar, that should check it, and then you can tab to the button to sign in. Once you're signed in, you really don't have to touch the Steam client. You can if you need to, but it's not really necessary, because what we're going to do next is purchase a game, and I'll show you how to do that. So the best way I've found to get to where you want to go is to either click a link to the Steam page for the game that you want, or you can search for it in a search engine such as Google, which is what I'm going to do. Now, for this demonstration, let's go with Magic Research. Magic Research, of course, was the game that I bought for the iPhone. The developer has made it accessible on Windows, from what I can tell, so let's see if it works. So I'm just going to type in Magic Research Steam.
Google.com/search Q.
And if I go to the top,
heading level 2 accessible filter search Magic Research on Steam heading level 3 visited link.
The first result should be the Steam page.
Magic Research on Steam.
Now if I go, jump to the top of the page with Control Home.
Visited link to get missing image description. Visited link Christopher.j.write 4.
Yep, so I'm signed into the website.
Download Magic Research demo heading level 1. Link download.
Now, there is a demo. I don't know why this isn't working, but if I click on the download link for the demo, it's not seeming to want to install it.
Heading level 1 by Magic Research. $4.99.
But you know what? I'm going to buy Magic Research because it's cheap enough, and the developer has done a fantastic job with accessibility. So,
$4.99.
It's only $5. That's, you know what, that's like a cup of coffee. That's like a McDonald's hamburger and some fries. So it's cheap.
Link add to cart.
So I'm going to add this to my cart.
Shopping cart. Visited link F4097.
And you're taken to the cart page.
Your shopping cart heading level 2.
If I jump by heading.
Your item has been added. $4.99. Link remove. Link capsule SM120 tons equals 1,683,330,334.
Okay, I'm not sure what that is. I think that's probably a graphic.
Link Magic Research.
But right below that will be the title of the game that you've added to your cart.
$4.99. Estimated total. 1. Is this a purchase for yourself or is it a gift? Link purchase as a gift. Link purchase for myself. 1. Sales tax will be calculated during checkout where applicable. Link remove all items. Link continue shopping.
Right, so then it asks you if you want to gift this or if it's for yourself. This is for me.
1. Link purchase for myself.
So I'll click that.
Sign in. Edit blank.
And what we have now.
Sign in with account name. Sign in. Review plus purchase. Payment info. Sign in. Link global or logo.
Okay, it wants me to sign in with my Steam credentials. Let's see if I can do that here.
Edit.
Let me turn off the
speak typed characters off.
Character reading off. So this will go a little faster. Okay, I think, yeah, it's my email address.
Edit protected has auto complete blank.
Oh.
Blank.
If I can type my password. Hopefully I didn't forget it.
Blank.
Now here's the checkbox to remember me. This is not labeled.
Sign in button.
This is exactly the same experience that you actually get with the Steam client.
Sign in, Brave.
But I'm using the website right now. So let's hope it signed me in.
Please check your password and account name and try again. Edit submenu protected has autocomplete 18 bullet. Edit Christopher blank.
Wait, let me try without the at Gmail.
Edit protected has autocomplete selected 8 blank. Sign in.
Sign in.
Please check your password. Sign in button.
Wait.
Please check your password and account name and try. Edit submenu protected has autocomplete 18 blank.
Okay, I may have to reset my password. Let me try one more time.
Edit selected Christopher 4 blank.
Let me try my email address again.
Edit blank. Sign in. Please check your password and account name and try again.
And this is not good, so apparently I don't know my Steam login. Because of course I don't, because I haven't really had to mess with it. Hang on, let me pause the recording and see if I can fix this.
Audacity.
Okay, so it turned out I was typing my name wrong. I had to type a username, not my email address, which I found out by trying to reset my password, and it said I was already signed in. So let's see here. What I have to do now, because my account is protected with a passcode or with two-step authentication, it sent a code to my email. Let me grab that real quick, and I'll type that in, and then we'll continue. Okay, now I've typed in my code, and I'm on the purchase page.
Purchase. Brave. Purchase document. Link to get missing.
All right, so let's go here and jump by heading.
Payment method. Heading left. Please select a payment method. Link my PayPal account. Bullet for your security, you will be required to reauthorize your purchase with PayPal. If your billing address is not in United States, please link set your store region preference, blank. You'll have a chance to review your order before it's placed, blank. Link continue, blank, blank, blank. Payment methods. We accept the following secure payment methods. PayPal, Visa, MasterCard.
So I have this configured to use PayPal. You could use your card. Let me do this with PayPal.
Continue link.
Continue.
Purchase document. Working.
And what it should do is redirect me to PayPal.
Blank, 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 blank. Purchase. Brave. To get missing payment info, review plus per heading level 3 payment method. Blank. PayPal transactions are authorized through the PayPal website. Click the button below to open a new web browser window to initiate the transaction. Blank. You'll have a chance to review your order before it's placed. Blank. Link PayPal. Blank, blank, blank. Once you've completed purchasing on Steam. Once you've completed this transaction, your payment method will be debited. You'll receive an email message confirming receipt of your purchase. What purchasing?
All right, so that's not a button, that's a link, but we'll ignore that.
Blank, blank, link PayPal. PayPal, brave. Log into your PayPal account. PayPal logo.
And here we are in PayPal.
Email or mobile number edit required, Christopher.
And there's my email.
Password edit protected required password blank.
I will pause the recording and log into PayPal and pick up right after I've signed in.
Purchase deck. Audacity.
If I can find the window to pause. Okay, I have signed into PayPal.
PayPal checkout. Button user information. One-time setup. Faster checkouts. For future payments to Valve Corporation.
This is one-time payment settings for PayPal. I'm just going to hit continue.
Use balance toggles. Checking more PayPal. Save and continue button.
Hit continue.
Alert saving your in Audacity. Track view table.
And wait, why did it put me in Audacity?
Purchase. Right. Inbox. Audacity. Purchase. Purchase deck.
Okay, so I get redirected back to Steam Valve.
Purchase document. Link to get no next payment info. Review plus $4.99. Magic research. $4. Subtotal. 41 cents. Tax. $5.40. Tax. Texas. Subtotal.
Okay, so they're going to charge me some tax.
41 cents.
So the total comes out to...
Tax. Texas. $5.40.
That's not too bad.
Total. Earn Steam points for this purchase. 540. Payment method. PayPal. Link change. Gift options. None. This purchase is for your own account. Steam account. Slana 97.
That's my Steam account.
Checkbox not checked. I agree to the terms of the... Link Steam subscriber agreement. Check.
You have to check the checkbox to agree to the terms.
I agree.
That no one reads.
Checkbox check. Link blank. Link purchase.
And hit purchase.
Purchase document. Working.
Now.
Link remotely install your. We see your current heading level 2. Want to remotely install your new games?
Now here's the cool thing.
New notification from Thunderbird.
And there's my email going off in Thunderbird. And my phone going off.
Link library in Steam whenever you're ready. Simply any digit an email.
So if I go
heading level 2, thank you for your purchase.
Right. Now if I read down.
An email confirmation has been sent to you. Any digital items in this order are now registered to your account on Steam. To access your items, simply visit your link library in Steam whenever you are ready. New notification from Thunderbird.
And there's some more messages.
Heading level 2, want to remotely install your new games? We see you're currently logged into the Steam desktop app. Would you like to link remotely install your games onto this machine? Link heading level 3, remotely install. Link heading level 5, XPS PC. Heading level 1, got Steam? You'll need the Steam application to access your new products. Link heading level 3, yes, Steam is installed. Link heading level 5, install your new games now. Link heading level 3, no, I need Steam.
So I already have it installed, so let's go to yes, Steam is installed.
Yes, Steam is installed. Heading level 3, install your new...
Click it.
Yes, install, pane, install document. Install Magic Research 690.47 megabytes. Create desktop shortcut. Create start menu shortcut. Install 2, button local drive. C, 674.84 gigabytes. Free install button cancel. Magic Research. Install. Blank, 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 blank.
Now, this brings up the Steam UI, which is more like a web page because I think they've been migrating to Chromium Electron, which I don't like Electron, but in this case it helps us because it makes it more accessible. So if I navigate by buttons,
button, install button, cancel button, no next button, install button.
You can install, I think you can also choose the drive.
607 local drive, C, button, install 2, button.
I think that button lets you choose the drive.
Local drive, C, 674.84 gigabytes free.
It tells me how much space I have left on my C drive. This is the SSD on my computer.
Button install.
And it also tells me if I go up.
Button install 2. Create start menu shortcut. Create desktop shortcut. 690.47 megabytes.
So this game is kind of big. It's not that big, really.
Button install button.
I think there's also options to create desktop and start menu items. Those don't seem to be the most accessible, but I think it does it by default, so you're probably fine. I'm going to hit install.
Steam, pane.
And at this point, you don't even have to touch the Steam client.
Purchase document.
So I can close the website.
Steam, Audacity, inbox, Steam, pane.
And I'll just close the Steam window.
Audacity, inbox.
Let's close Thunderbird.
Audacity.
And now we're back to Audacity. Now if I look at the Steam icon in the system tray.
Steam button. Steam remote incident manager mark the Steam button. Steam tool.
Actually, I think it's already done. Let's go to the desktop.
Folder view list. Audacity. Microsoft Edge.
Press M.
Mysteries of the Ancient. Magic Research.
It looks like it's already installed. I do have a pretty fast connection, so it will just download like that. And if I press enter.
Secure desktop. User account.
Choose yes.
Yes button. Launching. Unknown. Launching. Pane. Desktop list. Magic Research. Magic Research. Heading level 1. Welcome to Magic Research. Heading level 1. Welcome to Magic Research. In Magic Research, you are the headmaster of a magical institution. What sort of adventures await?
And this looks like a web app, so if I press H.
Schools heading level 1. No next heading. Please choose a primary school of magic. If recommended. Button conjuration. Button enchantment. Button illusion. Elements. Please choose a primary element. Button fire. Button earth. Button water. Button air. Button unavailable. Start the game. If you have saved data from the demo version of the game, you may load it by opening the save file or pasting it here. If you played the Steam version of the demo, your progress should be transferred automatically. If you have and are seeing this message, close this window star first star, then close the demo version, and then open the full game again, or your progress may not be saved. Edit multi-line. Out of edit button load from file.
Now the cool thing is this looks like a web page, so you can navigate by headings, buttons, things like that. And I believe I can load my save data from the iOS version, which I'll have to try that later. But if I just as a
air water button,
let's choose water.
Air button, water button, earth button, fire button, illusion button, enchantment button.
Let's choose enchantment.
Button illusion, button enchantment, earth, air button, start the game. Button.
Let me hit start the game. So I'm just hitting B to navigate by buttons or going back with by holding the shift key and pressing B, and then I'll hit the space bar to choose buttons. Let's hit start the game. Now if we go to the top with control home.
Heading level 1 campus. Heading level 1 magic research. Button campus. Button stats. Button help. Button options. Button about. Heading level 1 collapse resources. Heading level 1 collapse schools. Conjuration. Exp 0/1000. Enchantment. LV1. exp0/1000, illusion, LV1, exp0/1000, collapse, gather heading level 1, button gather mana, expand, heading level 4, current goal, gather more mana, heading level 1, cast spell, no spells yet, heading level 1, events, mana, 0/100, 0/100, 0/10, mana.
And that looks like the only thing I have right now. I think there are keyboard commands too. I may have to look those up. I think I'll have to contact the developer. But that's how you do it. That's how you purchase games from Steam. That's how you install them with the website. And things like that. Now, the last thing I want to show you is how to manage games. Or how to install them from the Steam client itself. So let's close Magic Research.
Desktop list.
And make sure I'm still recording.
Status line recording.
Yeah, I am. So the Steam UI is not the most accessible. Like I said, though, the good thing is that you can purchase games and install them without too much hassle now. That was not the case in the past. And really, once you purchase your games and download them, you don't have to touch the Steam window itself. Steam will run when your computer starts. I believe it will also run when your games load. And it will keep itself as well as games up to date. You can, on the Steam website, you can click on a link that says View History, I believe, or Change History, on a game page, and you can read the release notes for different versions. That seems to be the best way of tracking versions. So let me show you how to do this. So if I go to the icon for Steam in the system tray,
Steam button, Steam tool tip,
and I'm going to hit the Applications key
menu
to bring up the context menu, and we'll go down to Big Picture mode.
Steam VR. Exit Steam VR.
All right, so let me go up.
Big Picture.
Big Picture.
Unknown. Steam Big Picture Mode. Pane. Steam Big Picture Mode Documents. Grid Table. Grid Table. All
right, so it plays all those sounds, and it loads this website-like thing. So I'm going to hit Tab.
Slay the Princess. The Last of Us Trademark Part 1. View more in your library.
And it's... it's going to show me my games.
What's new? Grid table with zero. The Last of Us trademark.
You can up and down arrow.
The Last of Us. Magic Research. Magic Research. Grid. Magic Research.
So if I press enter right here.
Play.
It brings up a menu here. Now, I don't know. These might be clickable. I've turned that off in NVDA. Let me actually check that real quick. So if we go to document formatting.
NVDA settings, document formatting.
We tab down to clickable and turn that on.
Font, super emphasis checkbox, high, stop, cut, dot, book, edit, tape, link, graph, lip, block, groupings, landmark, article, frames, clickable, checked. Steam Big Picture.
That's my phone.
Steam Big Picture mode document, play, click, clickable your stuff, clickable community, clickable activity, clickable Steam Cloud, clickable activity, clickable play, clickable. 9:22 a.m. Clickable. Search for games. Click up. 9. Clickable. Play.
So hit play here. That would run the game. If you didn't have it installed, there would be an install button. You'd click that, and that would initiate the download. You can then check the download progress by just pressing the up and down keys.
Play. Last played today. Play time, 2 minutes.
Tells me the last time I played it. Play time.
Clickable achievement, 0/42.
There are Steam achievements.
Magic research. Clickable activity. Clickable Steam Cloud, up to date.
And there's a bunch of other stuff in here, but really that's the only thing that you need to know is you put it into Big Picture mode. You come in here. You may have to hit Tab initially to get the keyboard cursor to work properly, and then you can find a game, press the enter key on its name, and down arrow to play or install. And really, you only have to do this to install it, because it will create icons on your desktop and in the start menu under the Steam folder. So if I go to, let me close this.
Audacity. Track.
If I go to the start menu,
Start with Steam.
Wait, let me make sure I'm recording.
Status line recording. Steam. Pane.
Let me close these Steam windows.
Audacity. Start window.
So if I go to the start menu and tab twice.
Pin all apps button. Show all my apps and websites. All apps list.
And press enter. Now if I go down.
Seven. A grouping.
And hit S.
Settings. Snipping tool. Solitaire and casual games. All apps list. S grouping. Sound recorder. Steam folder. Collapsed. Collapsed.
This is the Steam program folder. If I expand it.
Expanded. Steam folder. Magic research. Slay the princess. Steam. Steam support center. All apps list. S grouping. The Last of Us trademark part 1.
And these are all my games, so you could click on one.
Steam. Slay the magic research.
Like magic
launching.
Research.
Pain. Launching. Magic research. Magic research. Click. Clickable. Button close. Heading level 1 offline progress. Welcome back to Magic Research. You obtain 299 timepiece timepieces from the left side menu. Timepiece timepieces. Timepieces allow you to make time pass faster for a duration. You can do so from the left side menu.
So yeah, so you get the idea, right?
Audacity.
I'll have to play Magic Research. It looks like it is accessible. I don't know if I like the web-based interface. But that sadly seems to be the way that most applications are going these days for a bunch of reasons, from being cross-platform to, well, yeah. Anyway, that is how you work with Steam. And like I said, once you have signed into the Steam client and downloaded your games, you really don't have to touch it. I'm sure there are tons of things that you can do with it, but you don't have to, and it's not accessible to my knowledge. I wish Valve would improve it. They may. I don't know. I kind of wonder whether this level of accessibility is more accidental. But anyway, I hope this has helped. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. So like I said, this does work. I don't personally like Steam. I really wish there was a way to purchase games aside from it. And if I can, I will definitely try to purchase games from different places, if at all possible. But if you have to use Steam and you want to play some games, you can definitely do it now. It's not the nightmare that it used to be. So I hope you guys have enjoyed. Like I said, take care.